Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Joanne Dahlketter with Performing Edge Coaching International, and it is November the 8th, and excited to talk with you today about using video and getting on YouTube, as well as there's many other places too, Vimeo and Bing and Yahoo and all the different places where you can syndicate your videos. Even have a TV show if you'd like, and there's just endless possibilities here. So I wanted to talk with you about that, and feel free to ask your questions as well. Just greeting people as they come on the line here. Yeah, hi Ryan and Brian and Amy and Pam. Let's see, 949, is that Rob that just came on the line? Someone from
yes,
Cal.
It is.
Oh, hi Rob, how are you?
Good. How's it going?
Okay. Good. Yeah. Great. And then Amy, I think you had some good news or progress with. Do you want to just talk for a second about what you're doing with the teams back there at in Pennsylvania?
Okay. I did a workshop with the women's field hockey diversity team at Haverford College, which went really well. And so I'm hoping to get connected to some of the other teams there. And then I just yesterday got a date on the calendar. I'm going to be doing my first workshop for the Pennsylvania Ballet, which should be cool.
Wow.
For all the professional dancers. And then some of the dancers that are in the school, they have a very high-level school. So I'm working on that right now. So I'm really excited to get my foot in the door there.
Great. Yeah, fantastic. So, congratulations for that. Yeah, it sounds like if you're at a college like that, you can get in with one athletic team, yeah, like the field hockey, then you can, like you say, it's really smart to try to get appointments with other coaches too, and the word gets around about your good work and all.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping.
So that's great. Yeah. Today, yeah, that's great. And so you were asking about video, and yeah, several of you have been asking about how to use video and stuff. So, I wanted to talk about that today. And let me just ask you first: how many people have a YouTube channel, or have videos, have a channel up on YouTube? Anybody? Just say yes, or if you have one.
Yes.
So you do, Rob? Okay, great.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Oh, great. Good, yeah. Do you know about how many videos you have up there, or do you have any uploaded?
I think there's maybe 3 or 4 when I was dabbling with this. So.
Okay, great. Yeah, fantastic. And even if you don't have a website yet, you can have a YouTube channel and put your videos up there. It's very simple to do that we'll talk about today. And then you can, when you get a website, you can also just easily embed them, copy the embed code right into your WordPress blog. And you don't have to know code or don't have to know any kind of technical stuff at all. And you just know how to copy and paste a code, and you've got your video right on your website. So it's a great way to get people into your get followers, get clients, and really get known. So one of the things that I wanted to talk with you about today is when you make lots of video content, and it can be real simple, just a minute and a half to 2 minutes. The research shows that most people fall off listening after about 90 seconds to 2 minutes. So you want to make your videos short like that. Just cover maybe one point or 3 points, then you can just say, here's part one, and then you can do a part two, and you can do a whole playlist, actually. Your iPod or iPad, you can listen to a playlist or create a playlist of music. You can do the same thing with videos. and actually create a playlist of videos on YouTube. And so if you've got lots to say, or let's say you want to talk for 10 or 15 minutes, better to break it up into smaller bits and say, here's tip number one, and I'll see you on the next video. And then you just put the next video on the next on your playlist, and it'll go right into, when people are listening to that on YouTube, that'll go right from video one into video two. So it's great. Here, let me, I think there's a little bit of background noise. I'll put this on mute here just while I'm chatting so we get a real clear recording here. And so when you're... so that way you can keep people engaged, and if they drop off at the second video or something, they can always come back to it and watch the rest of them. And I think you can do something that I call your, sort of a triple play. If you have your, videos on YouTube, and then you also share them on your Facebook page and also on your blog. Your website and blog are interchangeable, basically. These days you don't necessarily have a separate blog and then a separate website. Everything's together. So when I refer to blog or website, it means the same thing, because your blog is part of your website. So if you have your videos in all three places, at least those three places, YouTube, Facebook, and your blog, your website, then you've got much more power to be able to, for people to find you. And, people are using, it can be as simple as you can make videos through your, a regular video camera, or you can use your iPhone or your iPad now to do a great video. And so, it's very simple to do. And because in the past it seemed like it was too cumbersome with camera and lights and microphone and computer editing software, all that stuff. But now it's become much more easier to do this. And so I think I just want to encourage you to try this out. Even if you say, gosh, I've got a face made for radio, I wasn't meant to do video. I know some of you said that, or you feel sort of shy and on a camera, you don't want to be on a camera. That's okay too, because you can just, there's simple ways where you can just have a slide, you can just create an easy slideshow and just narrate your videos. Narrate while you're showing slides of, let's say, bullet points of different things, and show photos, then you don't have to be on the camera at all. You can just basically be talking, and you could create a script or, just be reading something in the background. Here's some ideas. Even your book, let's say you've got a book or you've got an article you've read. I mean, you could basically be reading, just creating different points from the article you've written. Make them as bullet points on a few slides, a few highlights, and then you just basically read your article with, and illustrating it with extra points and different things. You could be reading it in the background, and people, as long as you're engaging and creating good content, then people will really, get drawn to you. So, so you want to be able to, I think content, if you think of it as content is king, it doesn't have to be perfect. And because of YouTube, YouTube is, I think, vastly lowered our standard for what we expect on video now. I mean, it used to be that we thought, videos had to be perfect or had to be something like you see on TV. But now you see, of course, all kinds of people on video on YouTube just talking into a camera or talking into the camera that's on their computer. And and you hear background noise and all kinds of stuff, and we're sort of used to that now. So it definitely doesn't have to be perfect. All you want is, you just basically want to be in a well lit area if you can, or have your face lit. It could be just by the sunlight coming out of your office there. You don't have to have any special lights. You can just enough light to light your face, and then try to be in a quiet area so that your voice can be heard really well. So, some of the benefits, or some of the things that why video is so important, is that the search for your coaching business and to get found are that, you know, the search engines like Google are looking for multimedia. It's, as you know, you probably know, Google bought YouTube a few years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, I guess it was. And so, you know, YouTube was getting so big that Google actually purchased it for several billion dollars. And so now the two are together, which is fantastic. So that, when you go to, when people search, you know, YouTube is the second biggest search engine next to Google. So, and they're both together. So when people search on your keywords, often in Google, your videos will come up, and people are much more likely to click on a video. It's much more engaging than just text. So, and currently 52% of internet content is video, because it's much more dynamic and it holds people's interest much longer. And as predicted by 2013, which is not that far away, you know, 70 to 90% of all the internet traffic will be coming from, you know, video, or people searching on video. So I think you want to be doing video, because it's just, you know, it's a way to get found, to attract people. And it also, you know, people see your face, they hear your voice, they see that you're an expert in your topic, and they just get to know and like and trust you much faster than if they're just to read the spoken word. There's nothing wrong with, you know, writing articles too. You want to do, you know, article marketing as well as video marketing. But I encourage you to try out doing some video, because it's just, people get to, people say to me, you know, oh, Dr. Joanna came to your website and I looked at your videos and yeah, I'm ready to work with you. You know, it just increases the, how much they get to know you, and they respect you. You get to position yourself as the expert in your field, and people want to work with you. Usually when they watch one video, then they want to watch another one, and they get to see you in several different settings and talking about different topics. So they'll, you know, they're going to select you over someone else as the person to work with. Also, you know, like Amy, you were talking about Haverford College, and you know, if you're working with a college like that, you can get, when you're giving one of your talks there, you know, if you can have someone video you from the room, or set up a tripod, you know, you can get an inexpensive tripod for $50 or $100 if you want, whichever, you know, just go to your local camera shop, get a tripod, and set it up about in the middle of the room. Toward the front of the room in the center, and then if you can just have someone turn on the video camera as you're talking, then you get this great video of you giving a presentation, and then you can use that on your website, and you could chop it up into little pieces, sections, and do it on a playlist kind of thing. And it positions you as not only a great coach, but also a good speaker, professional speaker too. So other people will want to hire you to give talks or to give workshops or courses. So that's and you could also take that video and you could sell it in the back of the room right after your presentation. So even if you don't have it available right there, you could actually do the video, and then you could say, pre-sell it basically, and say, people can, would you like a copy of this video? And you know, 100% of the people will probably say yes. And then you can say that it's available on, as a download from your website. You can purchase it today, you know, at a discount. You know, let's say it's normally, you know, $69. Today you can get it for $49, you know, as a download. And then just give me, you know, provide your credit card information. You have a little checklist have them fill out a sheet, and all of a sudden you've got all these great customers to purchase your video, because they've just seen this great content that you've presented to them, and they want to, you know, have that permanently. So, yeah, that's a really good thing. You don't want to just give that away, you know, like some places say, well, can we just have the video for, you know, for our whole group or whatever. I think that's, Yeah, you don't want to do that unless they're paying you a huge amount of money for a very high speaking fee. Then you might want to throw that in. But I would say don't give away the rights to your video content, because that's yours. That's something you've created that's very valuable. You want to be able to sell that to others. So have that on your you know, have as a download on your website, or you could create a DVD with it. So so those are some things that reasons to get you know, to get going with video. People in this I wanted to show you some important tricks of how to get what to do with video and what to do with it on YouTube. Business websites are using, you know, most people go through business as well, with those of you that are doing corporate marketing and, you know, giving talks for corporations. I know Tanya is doing that up in Canada, in Calgary, Canada, and many of you are Brian, you're interested in the corporate area as well. And so if you have video for that, you can do, you know, webinars. And do your actual training through a webinar, and that you know, where you're doing a slide presentation, and then you know, you record that, and then basically that becomes a product for you as well. So that businesses can buy, or you can arrange ahead of time for them to pay you to do the webinar. So that's another way to use video through through businesses, because their businesses would rather have you do oftentimes these days a teleseminar or a webinar presentation, as opposed to coming. You can also come there, of course, to do a talk. But if it's remote, if it's in another country, or let's say, you know, I did one for a company, EMC, out here, and they have companies all over the world. They're huge. And so they did a webinar, or they were, you know, filming me as I was doing a live talk at their seminar in the East Bay here in Northern California. And then they, at the same time, they were doing a live webcast, and I had a video camera there, and they were you know, transmitting it live throughout the world, throughout their whole, all their companies, at the very moment I was speaking, you know, doing that webcast live. And then they were also recording it to make it available to their people afterward. So and then they kept that video, and then, because 3 years later, they called again and said, oh yeah, we were looking through our videos, we saw yours there, and we you know, it was a new person there working at that time, and again, and said, we saw this video, thought it was fantastic, and wanted to hire you to, you know, give another talk here. And they said, what's your fee? And that's always a good sign when they say, what's your fee, as opposed to assuming you'll do it for free. And I said, because it was local there, I'd do it for $5,000. And they said, okay, fine. And so, because they saw the video and they saw the quality of it, it was very easy to get rebooked as a speaker again. Sometimes it can be $10,000 or $20,000, depending on where the talk is and how much they want you to do. So, yeah, I'd love to have you get started with this. And YouTube is really the favorite social network site. You can think of, you know, Facebook and Twitter as social networks, but YouTube is actually now you know, a top social network site as well. YouTube has the ability, just like Facebook and Twitter, to have, you can build subscribers and friends, just like on Facebook. And and YouTube is like your own TV show. Basically, you can share, and so you can do an episode a week if you want, and or one, you know, one every other week, whatever you want to do. And you could actually create your own TV show, basically thinking of your YouTube channel as a TV show, where you do segments and do you know, a whole series of great content. And with each one, yeah, you want to be able to drive them back to your website. The whole idea is that you're creating content, giving them a sample of your content, and then driving them back to your own website to be able to sell them on your other things that you want to offer. Your coaching services, you know, is number one, of course, and then any other products that you might have that you can create out of this. too. I know, like with Brian, you're doing, working with golf. You could have demonstrations of visualization, mental training through, with your golf swing and with all the different aspects of golf. And you're talking about rugby and a rugby team in UK you were just meeting with, so you could do videos that are sport specific, with each sport. So it's a very powerful tool. The minute you, and then you could share your videos on Facebook and on your blog and have people make comments. So just like the other social media outlets, you can think of YouTube as a social network site. So the people are getting views, putting more people in your camp. It's a very powerful tool. People spend more time on YouTube. They have a like button there, just like with Facebook. They have sharing, comments, messaging, and an inbox. So people are spending a lot more time there, looking at videos. And basically, when you do video, I think it puts you ahead of your competition. Other people that might be doing what you're doing in your area, because most of your competitors probably are not doing video, and so really helps you to stand out. Think how much it would cost to put your own 30-second ad spot on TV. $500,000, $100,000, just, if you're on prime time, it's like, it could be many more than $1 million. It's just amazing. And with YouTube, it's totally free. It's basically, now you're able to basically have your own TV show or your own ad spots for free that would normally cost millions of dollars on TV. And so I wanted to show you here the basics first. I know several of you are at different levels. Some of you, like Rob, already have a YouTube channel and are doing YouTube, and I'll talk about some more tricks, advanced tricks in a moment for how to, once you're already on YouTube. But for the folks here that are new to YouTube, I wanted to show you how to get started with that. So you basically go to, it's very simple, and this will be replayed, so you can, with these steps, you can come back to it. I'd suggest getting the when the replay's up in a couple days here, just go ahead and listen to it, this section, which is about 22 minutes into the our recording here, and just listen to one section and then pause and go do that step on YouTube, and then listen for the next step and then complete that step. That way you'll can walk you right through it. But you basically just go to youtube.com and you click on, there's a little link there in the upper right that says create account. And then a little box will pop up with information to fill in. So it says email there. So you need to use your Gmail address. And so for this, you can't just use an outside email. So you need to get, most of you probably have a Gmail address. If you don't have one, just go to Google and then, or just type in Gmail, and you can get an address very simply, an email address there. You just type in whatever you want, and if that's not available, then put an extra letter or number at the end or something, or try something different. If you can get a Gmail address that is your a brand that you have, or your company name, that's great. Then it brands you better, and then you can put then it says ask for a username. So your username you want to put as it's like your YouTube channel name. You want to put a name that brands yourself. Amy, you'd want to put Inner Champs or whatever your company name is. See if that's available there. I put Performing Edge as mine, because it's part of my brand with my book and all. So put something that is either brands your name or yourself. Pam, I think you're working with different sports and I see TJ's on the line too. I just wanted to say hi to new people joining us. Are you there, TJ?
Yeah, hi, I'm here.
Oh, good. Yeah, good. Yeah, we're talking about YouTube, and yeah, just wanted to say hi. And yeah, are you just back from the Dublin Marathon? Was it?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
great.
I got back this weekend. So, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Fun. Oh, great. Yeah. And do you have a YouTube channel, TJ?
I don't yet, but it sounds like I'll have to start one.
Yeah, yeah. It's free and easy to do. So, yeah. So just wanted to show everybody how to do this. So, yeah, with TJ, you could do actually show different massage techniques, you know, massaging your leg or something, as well as, you know, the mental training techniques. Since in your massage therapist, you could do both, you know, kind of think since massage is very visual. So, great. Yeah.
Yeah, good.
And Pam, I don't know, Pam, I forgot, what was your brand? I don't know, Pam, if you're there, but you could put your brand name too there. So let me go back to what I was talking about here with, how to, the steps, how to set up your YouTube site. So you go to youtube.com, yeah, click on create account, and then you put in your email, which is your Gmail address, and then put a username that brands yourself, if you can, something that's, you know, memorable. And then you just fill out the rest of the form there. It'll ask for, you know, different, you know, a few different things to just set up your account. And then you click accept at the bottom. And then you go to accounts on the tab on the top there on the left. You click on account. You'll have your channel then, and you click on account settings. And then it says profile setup. And so you want to upload a picture there first. So that's real important, so people know who you are. And then it'll have a little section to describe yourself. So you want to put a link. Make sure you put a link to your website at the top there and at the bottom of your description. So it actually, that's real important because it gives people the actual link to your website. It'll be a live clickable link. So, you know, put that at the very top of your description, and then also you can put the same or different link at the bottom of your description too. And then put, you want to try to put in keywords, the words that people might be searching for. You know, put in your name as a keyword, also put in your city or your area. So people, when they're searching for, say, mental training in, you know, Southern California, something, you know, like Rob, you'd have that in there so that people know where to find you. And then put in maybe your different sports that you do as keywords, and, you know, mental training and or peak performance, those kinds of things, put those keywords in. And then it asks for personal details, so you can fill that out as much or as little as you want. I would say with each of the details there, just, again, think keywords. Think what words do you want are people searching on to find you. Think of your profession, your brand name, your own name, and, you know, keywords to put in there. Then people are more likely to find you. And then you can customize your home page. You can decide what you want on your page there. It says customize page, so there's various different sections. There's video, your own videos. There's videos that you recommend, and all these different sections. And you can just click on the little button on the right to put, you want to have your own videos, of course, on the top. And I'd say, you know, you can, it's a way to kind of rearrange things on your own home page. So that's kind of nice to be able to do, so you decide where things go. And then it says there's another section there on the left that says playback setup. So you just fill that out. And there's a section that says privacy. And so there you definitely want to check. There's a little checkbox. You want to check the box that says people can see my videos. You know, you want them public, not private. Because that's the whole point of YouTube, is to for people to be able to see your videos. And then... So make sure you make a note for that privacy on the left-hand side where it says privacy. Check the box that says you know, public. People can see my videos. And then there's a real important section there called activity sharing. And so you want to, it says, what activities do I share? And there I recommend only check the one box that says upload a video. So there's several boxes there, but you just check the one that says upload a video, which is, I think, that last box. Don't check the other boxes. Like there's one that says, when you like a video or join someone else's channel or subscribe. If you check all those, then every time you do something, like someone else's video, it can notify everybody else, your Facebook, your Twitter folks, when you're doing all these things. It looks a little too spammy, I think. And so you don't want to be notifying everyone that every time you like a video, but you do want to notify everyone when you upload a video. So check that box. And then it says on the right-hand side, there's a section that says, where do I share my activities? And that's where you can set up your share, put in your Facebook, name, about URL and name and Twitter name, there, and, LinkedIn and other, Google Plus and Pinterest, any other, bookmarking places that you want to share things, just you can set them up there. So that's great. So anytime it's set up automatically, then as soon as you upload a video, it'll be automatically, once you set that up, then it goes right to the people on Facebook, you know it, and your Twitter people know it. So it's a great way to, especially when you have, if you create compelling titles, then people are going to know, oh yeah, TJ's got a new video up, I got to watch that, or Ryan's got a new video up on mental training. So you want to be able to have people know that, set those up there once. It's like it's a set it and forget it kind of thing. So you set it up once, and then you don't have to keep manually notifying people. After that, it goes right to your Facebook, your blog, and you can even put your blog there as well, so that it can go notify people there. So that's really important section. When it says what activities do I share and where do I share my activities? And then there's another section that says mobile setup. So you can click that and set up anything that you want there for it to be mobile friendly, your videos for mobile phones. And then there's a section that says manage account, and that's where you can change your password if you need to, or if you need to change a email address or your name. But once you set up your channel name there, then that stays the same. So you want to put some thought into that and try to get something that matches your brand or something that can come back to something that you like that's memorable that people will come to you for. So then once you have that set up, that's your, setting up the YouTube, and then you go to your channel there, and, you'll have a URL just for your channel. Like it'll be youtube.com/TJ or something, or youtube.com/ your website. If it's if your website name is your brand, like Sofras Fitness or something, you could put that in. You put or something that describes you. So it's just something that will be your YouTube URL, and then you go to your channel, and then you want to click on. There's different tabs at the top, so you want to click on the settings tab, and that's where you can put in your settings. So your title that's where you put the title of your YouTube channel with your keywords, and then channel type. There's a drop down menu there, and it says something about like musician, comedy, different. Things there, and you want to put guru. They have a funny. It's funny how they set things up like this, but they have one called guru, which is basically the you know, you're the expert in your area. So it's best if you click guru, then you'll get more views, research has shown. So that's a nice trick to know. When it asks for channel type, check the one that says guru, because there isn't one that's really specific to, I don't think there's one for sports. So there's various other things, though. But just check that, And then the next thing it asks for is make channel visible. You want to make sure you check yes for that, of course, so it's visible to other people. And then channel tags, that's where you put in your keywords. Tags are the same as keywords, so put in things that people are going to be searching on for you. Again, put in your name and your area where you are and what kind of sports you're working with and, mental training, that sort of thing, and keywords that people are searching on. And then there's a part there for themes and colors, so that's kind of nice. It's YouTube has updated its version. I set mine up three or four years ago before they had that, and then they changed to this new version. So now you can just click on themes and colors and actually pick out your own theme or color there. That you would like, or if you have a certain JPEG, certain one that you want to, something that you've designed or had somebody designed with a nice background that you like, you can put that in, your own custom background. And then there's modules, that's like kind of where things go, so you can just, that's kind of self-explanatory there. And then there's videos, the next category under settings and tabs is videos and playlists. So check, there's three things to check there, and you want to check upload videos and playlists, because which are two out of the three boxes there, because you definitely want to be able to show your, when you upload a video and then your playlists that we'll talk about later, how to create those. And then, and one key to getting the most views is, being able to use keywords properly. So you want to, you don't want to just, when you're doing your description there, you want to just put in your keywords once. You don't want to just spam this description. And some people used to put in, just repeat the same keyword over and over again, and that's not a good thing, because YouTube or Google, they have, ways to find that out, and they can de-rank your site for that. So you just basically want to put in your keywords once, in each section kind of thing. And to find, there's a tool to be able to find the right keywords that people are using, and you can just go to Google Keyword Research Tool, just search on that on Google Research Keyword Research Tool, and that'll take you to this page where it's free there, and you can just explore, just type in various keywords, things that people might be searching on. One way that I find out, too, is I just, every time someone calls me or if they're emailing me, I'll ask them, well, how did you find me? What keywords did you, or what words did you type into the search box? And they'll tell me what they are, and then I'll just keep making a list of those so that I try to include those, in my videos or in the video descriptions. So once you have, that's setting up your account and then your channel and setting up everything on your YouTube channel. And then what you want to do is, try to upload your first video. And so let's say you could just do a test one or something small. Maybe you could make it as simple as, on your computer. I know each of you have different devices, so you might have a PC or a Mac or an iPad or just a video camera. It doesn't matter what you use, but most laptop computers have a camera right at the top of your computer there, and you can simply use that and just click play and then or click record and then just record yourself giving a tip. One way you might want to do it is just saying something simple like, hi, I'm Dr. Joanne Dahlketter. with performingedgecoach.com. And I know you're here to find out about, and then say whatever topic it is you're talking about. Let's say five ways to visualize, or three top tips for visualization. So here's tip number one, and you go that through that. Here's tip number two, and here's tip number three. And then you can find out much more at my website at performingedgecoach.com. And I've got lots of free tools for you there, or free report. And I'd love to see you there. I'm Dr. Joanne Dahlketter, and we'll see you on the next video. You know, it could be something like that as a script, something very simple. You want to say your name at the beginning and your website. Or a sales page. You could say your main blog, or you could say a sales page, someplace where you want people to go to. If you have a specific page for your coaching, you might want to say the name of that. Or you can say, like, hi, I'm Dr. Joanne Dahlketter. Go to drjoanne.com and click on coaching. You can direct them to a certain spot on your website. And then, make each video have some specific content that's very useful. It can be simple and short, like I say, just a minute and a half to 2 minutes long. You can have, bullet points kind of written out right in front of the, that you put on a little sheet in front, next to the camera there. But you want to just be able to sound natural and conversational. It doesn't have to be perfect. And be yourself and say give a short message, and then say your name and your website again at the end, and you can give an offer of some sort. And you can check that out. If you go to, search on visualization for sports visualization, you'll probably find one of the ones that I have there, and you can check that out and see how I do it. I've got one there that's under, I think it's sports visualization, that's had something like 30,000 views or something like that over time. So you can get a lot of views and a lot of followers from this. So once you do your video, then you just save it there as an MP4 or WMV file, which is Windows Media Player. And then you just go to YouTube, go to your channel, and on the right-hand side, upper right, it says My Videos there. Click on that, and then tab will be there that says Upload Video. So you just click the box there, click the little button, it says Upload Video, and then it'll say Browse, and then you just go to you just browse on your website to where your video is. You click that video, and one tip is you want to try to make your video, put in the name of your video. You can put keywords actually in the title of your video file, so that it can be found easily by the search engines too. And then you go ahead and click upload, search for your file, find it there, and then click upload. And then as it's uploading, it doesn't take very long, usually just 5 minutes to maybe 10 minutes, depending on the video itself. Sometimes it might take longer if the internet's slow, but it's not too long. And even while it's uploading, then you can be putting in it'll have a page there that says put in the title of your video and put in the description and your tags, which are your keywords. So you can go ahead and be filling that in while it's uploading, and so that by the time it's uploaded, you probably got all that done. So just put in, again, in your description, you want to put a link first to your website, and then and describe it using keywords and phrases, and try to make it compelling so people want to watch it. And then put in your tags, which are your keywords, YouTube, they're not separated by commas. Just use words and then spaces in between. Whereas on your blog, with WordPress, they want you with keywords, you put the keyword and or phrase and then put a comma afterward and then a space. So that's just something different about YouTube. If you want an exact phrase that people search for, you can put quotations between it. Around the word, and then it'll be uploaded usually within 5 minutes or so. And I've found it's just amazing. After it's uploaded, you know, you can within 7 to 10 minutes or so, if you search on the keywords for that subject or your something around that subject, usually Google will have indexed it by then. So I mean, you'll come up now oftentimes number one on the page. It's just, you know, being ranked number one on that page on Google for your keywords is amazing. I mean, normally, as I was saying before, that would cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions of dollars, to get that kind of exposure for an ad or a TV ad or something. And now you can get that kind of exposure for free. So it's just pretty amazing how quickly Google indexes it so that you're up at number one. And then what you want to do is it says embed. You look at your video there, and it'll say share code or embed code on the lower right, just below the video on the right. So you click on that button, and it will give you a little box with a code in it. So you take that code, copy it, just select it, you know, like go Control A to select everything in the box, or else drag and drop your cursor over it, and drag your cursor over the whole area, and then click Control C to copy, and then you go over to your own blog, open up a new in WordPress. You just go to your administration area and open up a blog there, open up your new post, and then you just go to the main area, the main edit little box there, and just click Control V, which is paste. So you just paste in your code right there, and boom, your video is on your blog. You put a title at the top, and you know, you could put a short description about what the blog, what the video is, and then you know, click, put in a few keywords, click publish, and boom, you've got your video is now showing on your blog. So that's much better to direct people to directly to your blog to watch the video, and then you're getting you know, views on your blog, you know, which is your real estate right there. They're actually watching it on YouTube when they click it, so you're getting you know, more views for your channel, and so you're kind of getting a double credit. You're getting views on your blog and on your website, or on your YouTube channel. That's counting as a view there. So it and you'll increase your subscribers. So it's a great way to get you know, more people on there. So that's an easy way to get video both on YouTube and then on your blog, is to just take that embed code, which is the share code, and copy and paste it onto your blog. So and then start then you can send an email to your list, and you can you know, send it out to Facebook if you have it set up in YouTube anyway. With as I was mentioning before, under your settings, it'll go out to your Facebook page automatically. You can double check, make sure it's going out okay, and as well as Twitter and, you know, Pinterest and Google Plus and LinkedIn, all the places that you want, and your bookmarking sites. And then what you do is rinse and repeat, as they say. Do that over and over again with many videos. And you'll be on your way to getting a lot more views, getting more found, and more clients. You know, one of the things you can do with videos too is just talk about your, you know, case studies, clients you've worked with, without saying their names, of course, just success studies and success stories, and the kinds of techniques that you use. And if you can be real specific, then you know, people are going to find you for that. Say, you know, you can do an overall kind of video, but it's better if you can do something. If you're working with, say, high school kids, you know, talk about high school kids specifically. If you're working with soccer, just talk about soccer for that video. And if you're, let's say you have two sports, soccer and baseball, then talk about soccer in one video and put in those keywords of soccer, and then do another video for baseball and put in baseball, so you target different audiences with different videos that way. So I've got more tips as well, but I think what we'll do is do it a part two next time, and maybe even a part three, and go over more of the tips of how to get found and how to use video, you know, on a more regular basis. I just want to open up the lines here and ask for your questions and comments and, you know, what ideas you might have for doing videos and how this might help you. You guys want to jump in? Anybody can jump in with comments or questions?
It's Brian here.
Yeah, hi, Brian.
I do have a YouTube channel, and I'm going to re-listen to this call so I can go back through some of the things you mentioned about setting up your account, because I'm on there right now and can't really see many places I can change my settings. That's just because when you were talking about it, I unfortunately had to take another call. So I will re-listen to the wonderful advice I'm sure you gave, so that I can set this up. But I am already in there, though I have not uploaded any videos yet. I'll do that tomorrow.
Yeah, great. And yeah, let me know when you upload one, and I'll take a look. That would be great. I think, you know, even if you feel sort of shy about doing a video, I was at first myself and think, oh, geez, what am I going to say? Or what if I mess up or whatever? The nice thing about video, too, is just, I mean, you try it once, and if you mess up, you just delete that video and start over again and try it again and realize that even if you make just when I'm talking with you right now, I'm stuttering and making a few little mistakes. And actually it's a good thing, 'cause it sounds more conversational. It makes it sound more like you. You sound more personal if you're just talking in your normal conversational language, and it's normal to, you know, to make little mistakes here and there. That's okay, because it sounds, I think it's more engaging. You sound more real, more human. So don't worry about that part. Just give it a shot, kind of thing.
Yeah, I will.
It sounds good. Let's see, who else has questions, or what are your thoughts about doing this kind of thing, you know, getting some videos up on YouTube?
This is Amy.
Oh. Hi, Amy.
I'm definitely going to do it. I mean, it's something that when you look at most websites, people do have clips of something. So I'm just going to pick something and do it and load it on there and then keep doing them.
Yeah, great. And you can, Amy, like if you're working with these different teams, like field hockey, you could do one for field hockey and then direct people to that site, that video for that population. And if you've got something set up for ballet, so you could do something about ballet and what you might, you know, you could entitle it Mental Training for Ballet, keeping you on your toes.
That's good. Yeah.
Just a little pun there. So, you know, you got to have a little fun with this. yeah, you never know. You could do a book called that. Keeping them on their toes. So, yeah, you could do all kinds of things. You could do a little welcome video, each of you, for your websites, too. You know, when people come, a getting started video, and say, click here to get started, and just kind of an introduction, say, hi, you say your name, hi, I'm Dr. Joanne, and yeah, I just want to welcome you to the site here and let you know that, you can click over here to get, my free mini e-course on, blah, blah, blah. You can click over here on the navigation bar. We've got, you can click up here to see my other videos, and you can, we invite you to give comments and questions. I'm happy to answer your questions, you could say, and, WordPress has a great way of, they can make comments below the video there. So say, if you have questions or comments, feel free to write them in the comments section there, and I'll get back to you. So you can invite interaction that way, because what you want with your website is engagement. And not just people watching the video, but engaging with you. And often people will have questions. And if they have a question and then you answer it, just answer it right in the comments there, or you can, email them directly, then that could turn into a client really easily if they get to realize that, hey, this person has a really good answer to my question. Yeah. So, great.
Hi, Pam.
Oh, hi, Pam.
I'm wondering if is there like a more perfect length of, you know, how long should a YouTube video be long? You don't want to make it too long.
Yeah, it should actually be a lot shorter than you think, because people's attention spans are much shorter these days than they used to be. They're hopping around a lot more. So I would say just 1.5 minutes to 2 minutes or so. It could be 3 minutes, but I'd say try not to go longer than 3 minutes. I know that sounds incredibly short, but actually it makes it a lot easier that way to make a video, because you figure you could go for 2 or 3 minutes without messing up too badly. And then you can, and if you feel like, oh, geez, I've got 10 points to make, how could I make them all in one video? Just think of it in 10 parts and say, okay, I'm going to just do part one here on this video, and then I'll do a part two on the next video. And then you can create a little, what's called a playlist in YouTube, and they'll watch part one, part two, part three. And as soon as they watch part one, then it'll automatically roll into part two, and people can choose to continue to watch that if they want. Okay. So, yeah. Go ahead.
How often do you check your four comments on your YouTube site?
Say that again?
How often do you check four comments on your YouTube site to create conversation? How often are you looking at it for people? Do you know immediately if somebody writes a comment in there?
Yeah, you can set it up so it sends you an email if you get a comment. But sometimes that can be overwhelming if you get too much email. So you don't. It's better just to go there, and I just try to have my YouTube channel open all the time, and then just go there and check. I'd say check once a day, kind of thing, and then you'll see right away if someone's written a comment, and I'd say you can write back right after you do a video too. You can actually write in your own comment, so I'd say, you know, go ahead and write your you can be the first comment so that it doesn't look like there's no comments there. You can write something saying, "Hi, hey, just created a new video on XYZ, and this is great stuff to watch here, because you'll learn how to do A, B, and C or something." And so you can, even if people don't watch the video right away, if they see your comment there, then that's really compelling. Then that'll help them to see that you're a real person, and that you're see what the video is about, and then they'll go ahead and watch it. So yeah, you'll find that you can get great comments and engagement, and those people, you know, can often turn into clients. So yeah, think of it that way, that there's and then people will subscribe. You can also go to other people's channels and subscribe to them. Like mine is Performing Edge. So if you go to youtube.com/performing edge, then you'll see mine there, and then you can subscribe, and then I'll see that you've subscribed there, and then I'll subscribe to your YouTube channel. You find that if you subscribe to someone else's, they'll often subscribe back to yours. So it's a great way to build subscribers and build friends that way.
Okay, I see what you're talking about. Yeah. Just subscribe to yours.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Yeah. So I'll do the same to yours. Do you have one yet?
No, I don't have one yet. I have to do that.
So yeah, that could be good homework for all of you this week, is to go ahead and set up a YouTube channel. It only takes a few minutes, and it's free. And try to just play around with it. And put in your themes and colors, and you know, try to so that you can have the look and feel that you like. And then when we do our next call, which will be on November, let me see. I was just thinking, let's see, our next call, then we'll do a part two of the video. But actually, November 22nd is Thanksgiving, right? Is it? So we should do the week after that. The week after that happens to be the last Thursday of the month, which is the 29th. So put that on your calendar. We'll do our call on the 29th instead, not on the 22nd, since it's Thanksgiving, and most people will be eating turkey, and or doing a turkey trot race, right? TJ, are you doing a turkey trot race? Probably, or Rob? You guys?
Yeah, yeah, I am.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, great! Yeah. Yeah, that's great. I know here in San Jose they have a really famous one, the Turkey Trot, that draws in like 30,000 people. It's pretty amazing. And a lot of the, like Sally Kipiego that I worked with, hopefully will be coming, and a lot of the Olympians actually come to it because there's a lot of prize money there. So, yeah, so you can do your channel, and then you can, yeah, experiment around with it. I think... let's see, someone's from calling in from New York, too. I think that might be Jeff. Is Jeff Lavout there, too? But often I know that Jeff can't speak. He calls in but can't speak because he's in a conference room. So hi, Jeff, if you're there. I think he's in a conference. Ryan, what do you think? Are you thinking about doing a channel?
I have a few channels on YouTube. Nothing has to do with most of all real estate. YouTube channel.
Yeah, because you're coming in from the real estate field, but you could do a separate. That's a nice thing.
They do work. They do work a lot. So I'm definitely going to do one of those. And I like your tips on introducing yourself on the YouTube channel and on your website.
That, yeah,
gives you a good feel for who you're talking to and what they're about.
Yeah, exactly. Good. So, yeah, that's the nice thing about YouTube. That's a good thing you brought that up, is you can have different YouTube channels for different audiences. So you'd want to have, since you have a real estate, you're doing one for that. You can definitely have one, have a separate one for your performance coaching here.
Right.
And because it'll be a whole different audience. And so create you know, different things you can do. I'd say, you know, take your, like your iPhone with you wherever you go. And, you know, it's so easy to create video just on, with iPhone these days. You can just do a video right there. You know, you could be at a race or something and you see somebody that's a great runner. You know, somebody, there's somebody you'd like to interview. You can, you know, just have your iPhone with you and say, oh, hey, can I do a quick interview with you? And just turn it on and ask them one question of some sort. And just try to put the phone as close to them as you can so that you get their voice and all. And then you've got that video there, and then try to get you stand next to the phone closely too so you can get your voice in. Try to stand in a quiet area. And then you've got your... video with that person, if you can have someone else, even better is if you can have someone else hold your iPhone or your camera, and then you can be talking to the person there, interviewing them, so that you've got you and the person in the video. Then, especially if it's someone well known, that's going to give social proof that you were actually with the person there, with a top athlete. And that's a great way to do video testimonials. If you can ask them, you know, what did you think of our work together, and was that helpful for you? And you can get them to say, just give some great comments about your work together. Then that makes a fantastic video. That a lot of you have been asking about, how do I create credibility for my practice and, you know, get more people to call? That's one of the most powerful ways, is to have those video testimonials right there, which are, text is good, but audio is better and video is the best. So you get, them actually saying something about you there and just sounding very real. So you have that, and then you can then try to make sure you get a picture. Oftentimes it might take a picture within the video, but just to make sure, you know, if you have someone else, hand the camera to someone else and have them take a picture with you and that person so that you get a nice picture. What's up?
I was just agreeing with you. It really does help.
Yeah. And sometimes if you take a picture, if you're in a dark area, you take the picture with a camera, then the flash will go off, which is better, so to light you up, you know, more easily. So, yeah, so that's good. And there's actually now with the new iPad and the new iPad mini that's come out, you know, you can actually do really stunning video with your iPad too. And there's a little clamp that you can buy that you can just clamp on your desk, and you can so that the iPad is up close to you, and you can actually so use your iPad as a camera. And you get this app for it, which is called iMovie app, which is only a few dollars, and then you can which is editing software, and then you can edit it to put your website in there, and it just just makes it really easy. So great. Okay. Well, any other questions or comments? Was this helpful for you?
Very helpful.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah. Good. Okay. Yeah. I hope this gives you some ideas and, there's all kinds of things you can do with video. Yeah, you can actually do an interview with a, you know, expert in your field or with other athletes too. One way to get to know top athletes is to do an interview with them first. Say you'd like to do an interview for your TV show and, just do a little a video or audio interview. If you can only talk to them by audio, by phone, you know, let's say they're in another state or another area, you could just do a record them on the phone. And then you can just basically put a photo of you. You know, you see that on TV all the time. They have a photo of you and, you know, on one side and the person on the other side. Just basically creating a slide with the picture of both of you. And then you hear the interview in the background. So you create a video because it's just one picture of you and that person. And then the audio playing there, and you can create and make that. All you need is one visual, one picture, and to make a YouTube video.
Dr. Joanne, I was wondering about that. Is it possible to record your conversations on for anyone that's listening on an iPhone?
Let's see. I use a combination of things that I got a while ago. Let's see. I'll have to look into that with the iPhone. I'm not sure how that would work with for recording with an iPhone. That's a good question, though. But let me look into that and let you know for the next time. What I use is something that I hook up to my actual phone at home, hardwired phone, the landline phone. It's called a. It's made by a company called JK Audio. And the box is called Innkeeper PBX Digital Hybrid. So it's a box. It's made by JK Audio. It's called Innkeeper PBX Digital Hybrid, and it's a box that you can hook up to your landline, and then it's provides really good sound, and you can change the set. Change the volume and all that. So,
I only asked because I used to have a cell phone that enabled me to record conversations, and I found it to be an invaluable sort of tool because you can call, obviously, sports professionals or professionals in the field. Of course, you would always ask them permission, and I've never had anybody say no before. So, yeah, I'd just be interested to learn if there's an app or simply a way of pressing and holding something on the iPhone. I'm sure
that
they thought of this.
Yeah, I'm sure there's an app for that, as they say. there's an app for everything these days. I'll try to find out more about that too, and then
I'll Google it. There's no doubt.
Yeah, and you can Google it too. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Great.
Yeah, sounds good. Any other questions or comments?
My last one would be, when do you think you'll have this recording on the website?
I can
download it, so I missed a lot of content.
Oh, yeah, good. I'll try to get it by today. Yeah, by the end of today.
Great.
Yeah. Great. That sounds good. Okay. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for coming. And so we'll do our next call in not in 2 weeks because that's Thanksgiving, but we'll do it the week after that, the 29th, that Thursday. Yeah. Sounds good. And in the meantime, I'll send you more information about doing video here too. So great. All right. Well, you guys have a great great weekend and or great week, and we'll talk to you. Be in touch.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.